How did you hold up for your first year back?
I did pretty well. You know, it's been a struggle. It's been a grind. But, you know, the one thing I've always counted on was just my faith and just being blessed to play this football game again. No matter how hard it got, you know, I just said, you know what, you could be at home playing Xbox or, you know, miserable like I've been the last 2 years. So this year has been fun. It sucks that, you know, we couldn't get to the playoffs, so we had a losing record, or, you know, we gave ourselves a shot and, you know, kind of didn't finish the way we wanted to. But for me, you know, I'm just happy to play football again.
Can you get, I mean, there are times I've looked at you, you know, you've had problems with the knee. Will the knee ever get better in the sense that you might have a bigger burst with as a year, another year under you?
Yes, definitely. The knee always gets better the following year. You know, it gets stronger. You're always battling the quad throughout the year, how to rehab and how to work out. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, my number's been called a number of times and I stepped up to the plate. But, you know, I'm looking forward to the offseason just to rest and be able to catch up and not have to rehab, to, you know what I mean? I can actually get ahead and be able to work on football stuff and not just trying to get, you know, healthy enough to play football again.
Are you in position to have a normal offseason?
Yes.
Well, can you ever have a normal offseason?
No, this will be a normal offseason.
So this will be a football offseason?
Yes.
Rest and
get healthy and, you know, get my speed back, get my hips back, get my quads strong, and, you know, all those things, you know, work on backpedaling, all these things I couldn't do last year. You know, my main focus was getting my leg ready to play football.
I would think that's got to be a big advantage.
Yeah, it definitely is.
You haven't done that in how many years?
2 years. 3 years, actually. Yeah, it's been a while.
So backpedaling is... You're really looking forward to a lot of backpedaling.
Well, I mean, that's my craft, you know, yeah. And something that, you know, I truly can't work as much. You know, my main focus was rehabbing and making sure my quad was strong enough to endure a training camp and a season. Did a good job of that. Now it's time to get back to getting ready to play football, to being a starter and to contribute and getting back to my old ways.
How long were you shut down?
Probably 2 weeks, probably a full 2 weeks of not doing anything, maybe a little rehab here and there, and then get back on that horse again. Because, you know, at my age and at this state, you know, I realize that it's better to stay in shape than to get out of shape. So I won't be, you know, full metal to the throttle starting off, but I definitely will be working out throughout the off season.
Can I ask you a question about Prince? I mean, okay. I mean, he looks like he took a step this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, he's definitely made progress. You know, some games, you know, he's the first rounder and the corner that, you know, we all see and envision and how he practices. In some games, he's kind of just, he goes through his cycles for whatever reason. And that's one of the main things, me, Corey Webster, Antrell, and just all the veterans trying to stay on him, to let him know that he has the potential, he has all the talent just to play with confidence and go out there and challenge the wide receivers. And he's shown that though in every game, but, you know, hasn't been as consistent, which every young player goes through. And hopefully he has a good showing come Sunday against a quality wide receiver.
Yeah, because it seems there are plays he's right there, and other plays maybe he's a step away. And...
Yeah, sometimes he plays with the mentality not to get beat. But, you know, at a corner position, you're going to get beat. So you might as well get beat, you know, trying to make a play.